Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday, so we have in studio today the staff from the City of Grants Pass. We'll get to that in just a moment. We ask that you hold your phone calls until after the top of the hour, and then we'll certainly invite them in. The number to call, if you want to jot that down, is 541-472-1270, and we'll let you air your question live on the air. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue, and as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. In the meantime, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio today. Normally, we have City Manager Aaron Kubik, but he has bailed on us this morning. Is home with the sniffles. Brad Clark stepping in. Aaron was last seen where and doing what?
Yes, he was on 2 feet, so we can verify that his heart's still beating.
Okay.
When he left City Hall, he said, can you please chip in? So we're pinch hitting today.
We're pinch hitting, and we appreciate his staying home today. That's what our staff is advised to do whenever we have those sniffles here, because we don't like to share. Incidentally, we have sanitized the entire studio here in anticipation of guests arriving a day. And Brad, you brought with you Dana? Dana Pierce, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Dana, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. I assume we're going to be talking economic development today here for the City of Grants Pass. Am I correct?
You are correct, Chuck.
Pretty close? Okay. Well, let's start. Brad, first of all, you're the Community Development Director.
Correct.
So what is your role in this particular situation here right now? Is it your job to say no when they come in with requests?
Well, unfortunately, I think that is how a lot of folks view City Hall. We're doing what we can to try to change that.
Try to say yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're in that interesting spot of having to ensure that we're following the state rules, the federal rules when it comes to, you know, building, when it comes to wetlands and floodplains and all that kind of stuff. On the other hand, you know, we know that prosperity is not coming from the city. It's coming from the private sector. And that's where we want to support and put a lot of our energies. So, you know, yeah, it's a balancing act.
Right.
And community development, you know, we have both. So we have the building department, we have the planning division, we have parks, and we have economic development and tourism, which can make our jobs interesting from day to day.
Well, I would imagine. Now, Dana Pierce, how do you fit into this scenario here? Your official title is?
I'm the manager for the Economic Development Division for the Community Development Department of the City of Grants Pass.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look into your crystal ball, and does the future look bright ahead?
Oh, of course it does. Anytime that we're out there looking and talking to business, we're trying to look for those opportunities for growth and development.
What opportunities are out there right now? Do we have a feel? Do we have our finger on the pulse?
Well, as you know, things are a little bit challenging. So something that we're really looking at is our urban renewal area. It's going to be able to provide some opportunity for development. And within that, we're really trying to work on developing out some incentives that'll help with either housing development or industrial is another focus for us.
All right. What kind of incentives are we looking at trying to develop here to get more development going out there? And is Brad standing in your way?
Never. Brad's always a support, so that's great. You know, most immediately, we do have some grant incentives for smaller businesses and different, I guess mostly, like I said, business and property owners that are looking to try and build out their facilities or their properties. We also are looking at some incentives for infrastructure. So in the areas like Spalding, for example, industrial area, we really want to try and support industry in developing out there. So we're assessing what it's going to take to get the infrastructure going out there. I guess those are some examples. Brad can always weigh in. He's got a good concept of what we're working on.
I keep hearing Spalding Industrial Park, and I've been hearing it for years and years and years, and it just begins to sit there. What kind of activity are we seeing out there? Is there a possibility for it to really grow and blossom into what the vision was initially?
I think so. I mean, it takes a long time in economic development, so we have to be patient. But we do see some private ownership doing some work out there, trying to work towards development. And it does model the plan that was designed several years ago. So we are seeing that happen, of course, because of costs right now. Things are a little bit slower than we would like it to be. Everything seems to be costing more.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm confident that we're moving in the right direction.
All right. With this Spalding Industrial Park, there are some problems out there inherently, isn't it? Is it with the city infrastructure?
That's a piece of it. I mean, we have the infrastructure. We will be we're looking at what it's going to cost to expand. And, of course, we like private development to also support that expansion. We have to have – they work together, you know, in order to make these things happen. And so so saying it's a problem, I don't know. We have some solutions. I know that our Public Works Department has been working on a plan for the sewer out that direction. And, again, these are long-term visions and goals, so but we're taking steps in that direction.
And we're talking the Spalding Industrial Park right now, just initially. And I know your vision is much broader than that, but that has been an area of contention for a long, long time. So I wanted to explore that. What is holding things back there? And you said there are plans being laid by the city right now to try to improve the situation out there.
Sure. Well, we do have private ownership is part of the deal. The people that own that land have to make those decisions to develop on it. And again, with costs high, it doesn't always pencil out for them. But I think that what we'll really see, because we do have a really limited land base for industrial in our area, we support a lot of small business in that next step for small business. And so that's what I think we're going to see more of. Maybe not the massive warehouses you'd see in White City or something like that, but a mid-level that is going to help our small business grow to the next level and then help our economy prosper here in Grants Pass.
When you say small businesses, in the terms of Spalding Industrial Park, can we get a little more definitive on that? What kind of small business could take advantage of those areas?
Well, we're looking at industrial businesses, right. So somebody that's in manufacturing most likely. We would like to encourage that for that area, especially because that's what it's zoned for. So
the field tends to use kind of 50 employees or less for certain types of incentives and certain, you know, just different types of grants and things like that. So that's, you know, but there's also other categories where they call 500 employees or less small. So, you know, it kind of depends on which agency you're talking about. But, you know, I think for the city, we generally think of it in that range.
Yeah, an employer with 500 employees is pretty big in this town.
In this town,
exactly. That's fairly significant. All right. We have city staff in today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to continue talking with them in a little bit. Economic development is the topic today, and we'll continue right after this word. Welcome back to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Clark and Anna Pierce are in studio today. We're talking economic development for the city of Grants Pass right now. And Dana, we really focused in on the Spalding Industrial Park, which has been in the news for, well, we said years, and it has been years. But overall, what's the overall outlook for Grants Pass, and what do you need to see happen to get some significant economic development into this city right now? What are you reaching out for, and what obstacles do you have to overcome?
Well, there's a lot of different things we look at in economic development, and something that we can focus on right now, too, is a bit of tourism. You know, we do have a focus on downtown to try and really support what's happening with businesses down there. We do have a downtown. We're really looking at supporting a downtown association of some kind, forming that. We did have a downtown roadmap meeting. This was back last month that really reviewed this plan that was developed. It was a grant that was received by for Visit Grants Pass to bring in a contractor to look at our downtown businesses and see how they, if they were willing to even work with the downtown association, create one maybe something like a Main Street is another example of that. And so that's an area that we're focusing on, trying to really figure out how we can pull people in. The downtown is an economic driver for most, probably if not all, cities. So that's an area that we're looking at. And then again, urban renewal is going to be a good opportunity to incentivize other building like housing, which is going to be critical, of course, for workforce and for bringing people here to live.
Well, we certainly have a unique downtown with its historical prospect and just its relatively attractiveness and the trees, and it goes on and on and on. I'm almost surprised to hear that we're trying to form a downtown association. We had one many years ago that eventually went by the wayside, and rather than go back and review all of that, why do we need that, and what's the best way to go about putting it together? And is that under your bailiwick right now?
Yeah, well, it is. It's something that we work on every day, and it really is important to have those people downtown coming together in order to create that, I guess, environment, the atmosphere that makes people excited to come and visit our downtown. Like you said, we have a beautiful historic downtown. It's wonderful, has a lot of murals and other attractions that can bring people down. We also have really great restaurants and food. We have a lot to offer. But there's, a missing element is that we need those people to come together. And I think from it's more like a marketing concept, right? We're working together for a bigger vision. There's also this element of events that we do downtown. I'm sure you're familiar with Art Along the Rogue and our tree lighting ceremony. Those are events that bring people from out of town, and again, it's an economic stimulus for the downtown and the businesses there. So having an association that can take the voices of those downtown merchants and business owners and property owners and really be able to try and deliver what they're wanting versus it being some separate entity trying to make decisions without them.
All right. You're trying – this is in the process right now of reforming a downtown association. And I hesitate to use the phrase, it's like herding cats, but out of a great deal of respect for any business owner down there who is an individual and has wanted to form their own way and then coming together to form an association must be extremely difficult. Is that a fair assessment, or do you have drivers downtown that are really pushing for something like that?
It's true. We do have a steering committee that has formed to start taking those steps towards a downtown association. We also have a lot of support. So even though the city itself might not be the driver, or even Visit Grants Pass, who's our marketing arm of the city, our contractor there, we're there to support. We want to help that organization succeed. We understand the value of it, but it really needs to be driven by those people that are down in the downtown area.
All right. Wave your magic wand. What would that association accomplish?
Well, it would provide that opportunity for us to have, like I said, joint marketing to some extent. They would work together for events such as the First Friday, being open a little bit later and really attract people to the downtown, have the opportunity to check out the shops and all of the restaurants. Maybe they would take over the events, because then they would really be catered towards what the downtown wants. They can put in their two cents and be able to create the event that they want to have down there. I think also with the Main Street organization, for example, there are grants and funding opportunities that come from the state level and even the federal level to support downtowns. So by forming that organization, you open up this opportunity to potentially get additional funding to support maybe even upper story renovation for some of those older buildings. Those are some examples, I guess.
Now, when you say Main Street downtown, that's not just talking about our Main Street. This is a broad organization, I want to say nationwide, is that correct, that have guidelines on how to refurbish downtowns or at least put together these associations? Is that a fair assessment? And what kind of representation do we have from Main Street here in Grants Pass?
Yes, you're right. It is a national entity, and then there's also a state entity associated with it. We don't have a Main Street at this point representation, and that's kind of what we're looking to. It is a model that can be used. It doesn't mean that our downtown association has to utilize this model. It's just an example of a model that is effective and useful, and we've seen across the nation that it has worked for lots of cities in their downtowns.
Basic guidelines being handed out. All right. Fascinating. All right. We've been talking about downtown, but you said that there are other areas, too, to really stimulate some economic development here in the city of Grants Pass. What other areas are you looking at?
Well, I think, urban renewal, I keep coming back to that. I think that's our real opportunity right now to incentivize development. And I think housing is probably one of the number one focuses, because we know that if people don't have a place to live, they cannot be here. They need a place to live, to have what they need.
We're getting some strange sounds in here, and quite frankly, they're rolling out food to a big truck out here in the partnership for hunger relief. So if you're hearing some strange sounds, that's exactly what's going on here.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Oh, no problem at all. I think within the urban renewal, again, housing is kind of a priority. So what we're looking at is trying to identify those properties within the urban renewal that could be ideal for a multifamily multifamily housing development of sorts. We're trying to identify where we can do a little bit higher density so that we can provide more space for people to live.
I think workforce development is another key area. And of course, that is largely about partnerships, and RCC plays a significant role in that. And I don't know if you have had them on the show before, but you know, they're certainly an important piece of helping to bridge the gap between who is it that lives in Grants Pass, what are their skills, what are their interests, and what are the jobs that need to happen, and what kind of training is necessary to, you know, to help ensure that those jobs can be filled. So I think, you know, the city, while we don't have a workforce development program per se, you know, we do offer through community development block grants and through other grants that are funded through our general fund, you know, kind of help support those efforts. So, you know, that's critical, especially for a community like ours, where we are, let's face it, not likely to attract the huge Amazon distribution warehouse or the big major data call center, or, you know, and I know for me, that's one of the reasons that drew me here, you know, is that smaller to mid-size, you know, where we have our own identity. And I think that's building up that identity and matching up some of those skill sets that are here with jobs, and we don't need to rely entirely on somebody to come in from outside, some big corporation to provide those jobs. I think there are opportunities, and we have some amazing homegrown businesses, you know, here in Grants Pass. So from the city council standpoint, what I've been hearing, a lot of what they want to do is let's support and grow what we have. Yes, if we have an opportunity to facilitate another business that wants to come and relocate here or site their headquarters here or something like that, great. But more of our attention, we at least at the city, are putting right now on those businesses that are here that are seeking to expand or seeking to attract new talent, and that's really, I think, where our opportunity is.
All right. Well, I'm crushed to know that we're not going to get a huge Amazon warehouse here. Not really. But at the same time, you've outlined a couple of things that we need: workforce and lodging. First of all, lodging has been an ongoing problem here for years again, with our vacancy rate right at 99%. But we're looking at ways. I know the council's looking at ways to incentivize extra housing going on out there. Are we making progress?
I believe that we are. It's easy to get hung up in the current, you know, and if you look at this year's building permit numbers, if you look at this year's production, and if you saw a couple stories in the media over the last couple weeks, there's emphasis on on the slowdown, and that's been happening, you know, but it hasn't ground to a complete halt like we did in 2008 or 2009. And you know, while we are dependent on good interest rates for people to buy houses, we can still do some of that, you know, that baseline work and sort of set up the infrastructure and get some of that done. And so is it slowing? Yes, absolutely. Have we made progress? Yes. You know, next month, we've talked about on your show before about the Cathedral Square opening up, people starting to move in next month. They're next to South Middle School. We have multiple conversations happening with, you know, some of the 20 unit and less, that niche. We're hopeful that those will be coming on soon.
Gaining slowly.
Right.
Gaining slowly. Now, you mentioned workforce development and workforce, and certainly kudos to RCC. Their programs have been improving year after year after year. Is it adequate for what we're looking for right now? Are there areas that we need to improve on in terms of training a workforce or getting a trained workforce in place here?
Well, thinking about a little bit, maybe selfishly from a community development standpoint.
Go ahead, be selfish. It's okay. Nothing wrong
you
with
know, we've
selfishness.
Got building. Yeah. So construction and some of the trades. I do think that we need some more, you know, we need to focus a little more energy in our region on that sector.
Journeyman carpenters, electricians, plumbing, all the trades.
You name it. You look at the median age on, you know, some of these trades, and we need to bring in the younger workforce and get them trained up. So that's really key.
Economic development is the topic today here on KAJO's Tuesday Talk Show. We want you to stay tuned. More coming after the top of the hour news when we'll allow you to make your phone calls. That number again, if you want to jot it down, is 541-472-1270. And we'll put you right on just as soon as we complete the thought that we're on. You're listening to KAJO Grants Pass.
Evergreen Federal Bank.
We've learned anything from the headlines. It's that unexpected things.
Welcome back to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. We have city staff in. Brad Clark and Nina Pierce are both in talking about economic development today. If you'd like to form a question or propose a question to our guest today or make a comment, the number to call is 541-472-1270, and we'll put you on the air. As soon as you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you ask your question in person. We had a call come in during the news, and let's see if they're still online waiting for us. Good morning. You have a question for our guest this morning. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. This is Rika Brown.
Yes, Rika.
And I have a comment that if they want to really develop our economy, they should stop the drag on it that our water rates have become, water and sewer. Because we don't need to save water. We have a river running through us. And we don't need to overcharge people for sewage, which is, you know, a public health matter. And for 60 years, we did great with a water rate system that kept our use rates very low. We should say the cost of using the water low, and we just paid for the overhead with the base rates. And that's what we need to go back to, because that worked. And this town was clean and green and beautiful for 60 years because we had cheap water to use.
All right. Let me see if our guests have any direct comment for you. Brad, Dana? I know that's not exactly your bailiwick area.
Yeah,
but
it's not, but I mean, I think Rika is certainly accurate in pointing to utilities as a role that particularly small business, I mean, large business as well, consider when they're doing their budgets and, you know, running their numbers in terms of operation. It's a factor. you know, but yeah, you'll have to, I think, invite Jason Kennedy to come on and talk on the actual rate side. You know, when we're talking with businesses and community development, you know, we are talking with them about their full range of barriers that they see, as well as opportunities, and certainly power, gas, as well as the city utilities of water, sewer, do come up in the conversation. Honestly, you know, on the manufacturing side, we hear more about typically the cost of electricity and gas than we do the city utilities like water and sewer.
All right.
I have to agree.
Well, yeah.
I have to agree that all our utilities are rationed by rates, and they're all way too high. That's a matter for the Public Utility Commission to handle. And, you know, we really ought to elect our Public Utility Commission, not have it appointed by the governor. And that way we might get some actual popular ideas out there. And, but, yeah, what we can do here in Grants Pass is fix our water rates, and you will have businesses moving here. We will have retirees moving here. You will have workers moving here. The rents can go down because they aren't, you know, for the landlords who are paying the utilities. And, you know, it's not just businesses that economic development is. It's the businesses' customers. And I got a roof that needs replacing. It's needed replacing a long time. But my water and sewer rates take my money, not to mention electric and gas.
Okay. All right. Rika, I want to thank you very much, dear, for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Rika always has a unique perspective and certainly invalid and does her homework. There's no question about that. But in terms of utility rates and I have to echo that my utility rates, my city utility rates, have gone up significantly in the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, we've almost tripled, and it's going up again, I believe, in June.
Right.
So with the public safety fee being added on to it, that seems to be the place that the council can put extra, find extra revenue without a vote of the people. And that's another topic that we won't deal with here today. In the meantime, in terms of economic development, both Brad and Dana, do you have goals set out for you? Do you have interior goals, or is there a goal set out by the council or the city manager for you to attain here? What are we looking to achieve in terms of economic development here in Grants Pass?
Encouraging economic development is kind of a broad goal that the council has, and so we look at a lot of different factors for that. We do have different partners in the area, so in economic development, we call it our economic development ecosystem. I'm sure some people may be familiar with Southern Oregon Economic Development, Inc. That's also known as SoReady. Yes, they're our regional representative for economic development. And they've been working on an innovation hub, which is an opportunity for those of us that work in economic development to try and, I guess, streamline, really, is the best way to put it, our work that we do together. The idea is not so much a location as far as the hub goes, not a physical location, but a platform that all of us can use to be able to really support entrepreneurs and innovators that are out there that are really coming up with the next new technology and development.
All right. Do you have a goal set, Dana, where 5 years down the road you can look back and point and say, okay, we were there, we're here now, we got there, I helped do that? Is there a goal out there? Is there a measurement?
Well, I would say, in economic development, again, it's a long-term goal. So we're looking at like a 30-year plan, a 20-year to 30-year plan. And as far as set numbers, I don't know that we have that, something that says, hey, we need to have this much growth. But I think what we can identify is that when we bring more people to town and we bring more business and support that we do see our economy prosper. some of the numbers that came out of the annual report for our DMO, which is Visit Grants Pass. They look at tourism, but within that they show the numbers of people coming and going, and we do see some increase in people. Of course, with a lot of their numbers come from looking at lodging, but also just being able to look at the demographics and seeing the growth of maybe a younger generation coming in and wanting to. Those are the people that are going to start your next business. Those are going to be your new entrepreneurs. So, I think. We're always looking at numbers. We're always trying to identify, you know, where the growth is happening, and then, you know, utilizing that as our measure for what's next.
We've kind of go ahead, Brent.
Well, I was just going to one clear, very hard goal for us in terms of the infrastructure. We talked about that earlier. Is completing the extension of the sewer main in Spalding. Mm-hmm. The design will be done in about 3 months. And then the phase one will be constructed in spring of 25. And then phase two, we're looking for money. That's to go on the east side of Jones Creek there? I can never remember if that's Jones Creek or Skunk Creek, but
it's Jones.
Anyway, I think it's Jones. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have to get the sewer on the other side of that. That's a little bit more expensive project. Like I say, it's going to be designed this year, but that is a definite hard goal for us, is to complete that sewer main project. But I think to Dana's point, though, you know, is the Petri dish healthy? The Petri dish meaning, you know, the overall environment to do business in Grants Pass. And, you know, the city is just one small piece of that. Most of this is coming from the private sector. But our role, you know, we want to be engaged in those conversations and help to remove barriers if we can, if we're legally able to, and streamline, you know, the process in terms of permitting and helping people to secure, you know, small grants for the facade improvements. You know, that makes a big impact. Some of those small things, you know, it may only be a $5,000 grant, but if you can get your facade redone or a new sign or, you know, redo your landscaping on the, you know, and, I mean, when you're coming in from out of town into Grants Pass, those can make a big difference. So so we want to continue to be very engaged in that.
All right. Well, certainly coming into town from the north end, once you hit A Street, it is, I think, primo. It's a great-looking downtown area, and there are not many that compare in the meantime. In terms of economic development, we've kind of touched on just real briefly a couple of times tourism. What are we doing to enhance tourism right now? Are the numbers up or down? Are we getting a measurement here from the hotel tax with gas prices? Certainly double what they were a few years ago. I would expect it would be down a little bit. But where are we right now, and are we getting a good measurement?
Yeah, it is trending down just a bit, but we also are coming off of high that came after the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're still above the numbers that we had before that. So we're still in that way when you're looking at numbers where we haven't lost. I think that we are seeing a trend in tourism. I think there's an opportunity here for us to maybe focus a little more on our outdoor recreation to try and draw people in. We do have the Dollar Mountain trails that are under development, and that is looking to be a positive opportunity to draw in tourism. Those are some examples.
We do have a significant river flowing through town, too.
That
seems to be a fairly significant draw. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that we've talked about, the uniqueness of downtown Grants Pass? We've got the river flowing through Dollar Mountain Trail, still in development right now, and I'm not sure when that will be complete to really make it a tourist attraction. Are there other areas we need to develop, or are there events that we're talking about? I know Art Along the Rogue is huge. Is there an opportunity to return back to the 50s into the downtown core area? And I know that takes personnel. What are we really looking at here to enhance that tourism aspect, and what kind of outreach do we have going?
We'll definitely continue the events downtown. Those, like you said, are a large economic driver for our downtown area. Art Along the Rogue is going to be big and great this year, just as it was last year. We do hear a lot that we'd like to see back to the 50s back downtown. That's not something that an event that we operate as a city, but we're definitely in support of that if the people that are running it want to do that.
That would be a downtown association, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. That is definitely something the downtown association could support or maybe take over, depending on what that looks like for them. But and, of course, we'd encourage that. We know that Back to the 50s, that event, being downtown is really important. Having the crews up and down the street, it's just got that feel that really makes people want to stick around and enjoy their time while they're out there.
Another one that is not directly city-related, but we're involved in the conversations, is agritourism. And if you happen to have Tori Mittelstadt with Visit Grants Pass on sometime, she is the executive director of the destination marketing organization, Visit Grants Pass, and is every day in her team, engaged in these conversations about tourism. People love to come to explore areas, and agritourism, one of the beautiful things about it is, you can not only get outside and sort of see the beauty of it, but you can also meet some great entrepreneurs. And whether that's in dairy or, in the cheese industry here that we support, Josephine County, or wine, or, the other outdoor recreation, that can sometimes happen, whether the lavender festivals that are around the area, and sort of maybe stepping that up and Grants Pass kind of providing that hub for people to be at to then venture out onto some of these agritourism opportunities. So we're tangentially, shall we say, involved in those conversations, but we think that that's another opportunity.
Now, the DMO that we've been talking about, are they making some outreach to really promote those items that you just talked about here? I had a brother-in-law come into town last summer, and his wife wanted to see some lavender fields, and we were too early by about 2 weeks for that to really blossom. So
yeah.
What kind of outreach are we talking about here in order to really promote some of those things? Agritourism, is that what we're talking about? Is that really mostly outside the city limits of Grants Pass?
Yes, it is. They have a very, very aggressive marketing campaign by law, you really need to focus on 50 miles or more from Grants Pass in terms of using like Travel Oregon money and other, other kind of tourism money.
So we're not seeing the outreach locally because we're all here already.
We're all here. Yeah, exactly. No, their focus is on, things like the magazines you might find in the airplane, or, some of the billboards you might see up and down the interstate, or, social media, other types of travel catalogs and magazines. That's really where their focus is, and not so much nationally as it is regionally. So because they track those numbers pretty closely in terms of where are visitors coming from, and they are for the most part coming from Washington State, California, Idaho, and kind of the West. Doesn't mean we're not getting some other visitors, but that's really where the vast majority are coming from. So that's where their focus is in terms of a market.
How far away do we have to be to make this? We want to advertise outside of at least 50 miles, but are we talking 250 miles? Are we talking 1,000 miles? Are we talking at Seattle to L.A.? Where are we most going to find the biggest bang for our buck? Or is that a question for...
Yeah, it's probably
for the DMO.
Probably for Tori, but
All right, Tori, you're on our list. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO, and we'll continue right after this.
Fruitdale Grain.
Welcome back, everyone. Tuesday Talk Show in progress. Time for a quick phone call or two. If you have a question or comment for our guest, it's 541-472-1270, and we'll put you on the air live. Let you air your question or comment. In the meantime, I've got a little more than 5 minutes left of our real program here in order to talk about economic development in terms of what does it mean to me as a citizen here? Is there a way I can help? What do you need to hear from the people? And what are you doing in order to enhance it here that is visible to the people? Daniel, let's start with you.
Well, I think for the people to help, I guess coming out and sharing what they need. I mean, we'd love to hear the voices of our community, and if we know that there's a business out there that has a need, it's going to help us be able to support it. So, when it comes to economic development, we want to be able to provide incentives that are going to help those businesses stay here and expand, be able to provide jobs for people, because that in turn leads to economic growth. So.
All right. If I'm from the outside the area looking in right now to this radio station, because we're streamed all over the world, oh, do I contact you? What do I do to find out what facilities are available and what I need to do to move my business into the city of Grants Pass?
Yeah, that's a great start. You can contact me. Should I just tell you my phone number? I don't. But I guess so. You can reach out. Yeah, I'm at the city, and my number is 541-450-6014. It's a good start because I have contacts also with other economic development professionals in the area. So depending on what your need is, I can link you up. So it might not be specifically something that we provide at the city, but it may be something provided through the Small Business Development Center or support from the Chamber of Commerce for your business. Those are the things that I can help link you up with.
So what information do I need to provide to you?
Most people call and they just have a basic need. They say, I'm coming to town. I have a small business. Where do I start? You know, a lot of times it is kind of a general question that gets it going. But if usually it's related to small business or large business, of course, yes. If you're an entity that's looking to expand here, you can reach out to us and we'll do what we can to link you in.
Yeah. Well, if you remember your Econ 101 class just a few years ago, Chuck,
a few years ago. Thank you very much.
The elements of production, land, labor, and capital. And some people throw in entrepreneurism. Well, the land part is one that we, I think, can be particularly helpful in just because we do oversee the development code at the city and also have GIS, the geographic information system, all the mapping. We know where the sewer is. We know where the water is. We can pull that stuff up very easily. And while it is online, that's a service that we offer through Dana's office to kind of, help bridge that. So if people are like, where is some property? I want a half acre here, or I want a 5 acre lot here, and it needs to be zoned industrial, or it needs to be zoned commercial. I mean, those kinds of things. That's kind of our part of our bailiwick, if you will.
All right. Well, we're talking about if I'm bringing in a small business here in terms, because I know we're looking at some housing development. We've got land for that. But how much land do we really have available outside of Spalding for a small business to develop, a small manufacturing business, for instance? 4 or 5 employees, I would expect.
Right. Well, if you look at the big macro scale, you're right. Spalding area, is the key. That's the largest concentration. There's a few others scattered on the north end of town, along Washington and Hawthorne, Vine, and then on the south side of the river, we have a little bit kind of along Redwood Avenue. So in terms of property, that's where we're at. But we have a shortage under our plan. We're definitely below where we should be in terms of the long range industrial base.
Well, our time is almost gone. What should people take away from today's program, Brad?
Take away that the economic development is really more about us here in Grants Pass than it is about the focus on outside. We're not focused on who's going to come in and bring in the magical wand. I think it's, for me, the focus is we have the resources, we have the strengths, we have the talent here, and growing that locally is should be our focus.
All right, I want to thank you both very much. Dana Pierce, Brad Clark here from the City of Grants Pass. You've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show.
Are you ready for